The two sides, actually, the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, the Barra military, they accepted the ceasefire after mediation by the United States. Over the last week, they declared many ceasefire, but it has not held because the two sides has continued clashing. But since yesterday, it's a little bit quieter, I can say, although there are clashes here and there, like small-scale clashes. And I think that the reason of that is the two warring parties want to enable the diplomatic missions of, especially the Western diplomatic missions and those of the Arab countries, of the Gulf countries, I mean, more specifically, to evacuate the people. So United States, UK, France, other European countries, China, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, UAE, all those people, Jordan, Turkey, they evacuate their nationals, and these operations are still ongoing from Khartoum Airport and from Port Sudan Airport as well. And others also use the land routes like Egypt and others.
So you are saying that you hope that this ceasefire will last. Is that correct?
Yes.
Besides the United States, who do you think the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, which country do you think they listen to or they would listen to make sure that this ceasefire can hold?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we know the two sides have different regional and international allies, you know, according to the conflict of interest and the competition over Sudan, over the resources, over the control of Sudan, over the how to shape the future of Sudan, I mean, the post-Bashir period. So we can see that United States now, they are responding positively. The two sides are responding positively, actually, to the warns from the United States. And when I say United States, it's also the Western allies of the United States, like the European, Japan, and the stuff. But we know also China and Russia is also supporting the RSF somehow. And they have interests also in Sudan. We see that also the two sides are accusing each other of getting support from regional countries around. Like the RSF is accusing the army of getting like intelligence and military support from Egypt. And the vice versa, and also SAF is accusing RSF of getting support from Gulf countries and from Syria. So it's like the different competitions and are overlapping in Sudan and leading to this war. And it will shape the future of this war and when it will end.
How can it? Because now, next after the ceasefire is the need for talks. There was a process for a transition. Who is to make this possible for the transition to get back on track?
For me, I don't think that the transition can back on track. And I don't think that the transition is even built well. I mean, even the political parties that saying that they are protecting and they are supporting this transition period, but they don't actually.